Blog Talk Radio.
Church. We are the church together. Wherever we are, hallelujah, all over this country, and we come together like this, we are the church together. Amen. Amen. And we praise God. Well, welcome everyone this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glad to see all of you on this morning. We just praise God for each and every one of you. Now, Pastor Mom is going to open us up with a word of prayer.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you, Lord, for being here this morning. I pray for everybody that's here this morning. We just thank you and praise your holy name, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for being with us today, Lord. Thank you. Be with us, stand by us. Lead us in the hollow of our hand. We can't get along with us. We need you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We need you all the way, Lord. And we thank you and we praise your holy name and everything. And we look up on our president and let him get the right thing and let him do the right thing.
Yes, Lord. Help him, Jesus.
And help him, Lord. Be up with us and stand by. Lead us along the way.
Thank
oh,
you,
Lord, we thank you and we praise your holy name.
Yes,
in
Lord.
In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, prayer is the key. Prayer is the key. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's go to our scripture this morning, Psalm 95. We're going to be reading together the King James Version, Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. Then we're going to go to Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. So we're reading all out of the King James Version so we can read together. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're in this together. Amen. And then we're just going to tell God who he is. Hallelujah, because Psalm 34 says, oh, magnify the Lord with me. So we're going to magnify him, hallelujah, by telling him who he is to us. Amen. You know what I'm going to do today? You don't even have to press your number one key. We're just going to go down the line. If you have something to say about who the Lord is, you say it. If you don't have anything to say, just say praise the Lord, Amen. But we know everybody got something to say. So we're going to open all the lines and go down the line. We'll let you know what line is open, and you can tell the Lord who he is to you. Amen. You just say one thing. Amen. Okay, so let's go back to Psalm 95. Hallelujah. Let's read together. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Amen. Let's go to Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Let's read. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. So, Pastor Mom, start us off. Who is the Lord to you?
The Lord is my provider.
Amen. And I say the Lord is my everlasting God. Hallelujah. Miss Annie, we're going to open up your line. Who is the Lord to you?
The Lord is my all in all.
Hallelujah. The Lord is my all in all. Glory to God. Minister Rachel, you're next. Hallelujah. Who is the Lord to you?
The strength of my life.
Hallelujah. The Lord is the strength of my life. Glory to God. Thank you, Minister Rachel. Hallelujah. Arthur Amber. Amen. Who is the Lord to you?
The Lord is my peace.
Amen. The Lord is my peace. Glory to God. For those who just joined, we're opening up everybody's line just for a moment, and you say who the Lord is to you. Pastor Price, who is the Lord to you? Hallelujah.
The Lord is my healer.
The Lord is my healer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for healing, Lord God, even right now, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Pastor Mark, we're going to open up your line just for a moment here. Who is the Lord to you?
The Lord is my keeper.
Amen. Hallelujah. That makes me want to sing. The Lord is my keeper. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, this number, I probably should know you, but I don't quite know you. So area code 314-357. We're opening up your line for you to say who the Lord is to you.
Good morning, Aunt Bobby, and the Lord is my guidance.
Hallelujah. The Lord is your guidance. Good morning, Monica. Sister Monica, God bless you. Good to hear from you this morning. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I think this is, I'm just going to say, 862, area code 862. It may be, I won't say the name. I might have it wrong. Good morning.
Michael Lee.
That's what I was going to say, too. Michael Lee.
Good morning.
Amen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Who is the Lord to you?
The Lord is my everything.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen. Well, you know, we're going to always put you on the spot if you come on. That if you're up to it and you can sing later before
yes.
Pastor Mom speaks.
Yes. I can do
yes.
that. I always have a song. Yes.
Okay. All right. All right now. So we're not putting you on the spot. So before
no,
Pastor Mom
no
teaches, we'll introduce you again, okay?
Okay, my dear. Love you.
Love you, too. Thank you, Minister Michaeline. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. So now, I love God. I love how he does things. Hallelujah. So we're going to just say some names of God and how he's revealed himself through his name. And so we're going to, I'm going to say it, and then you'll all repeat after me. Hallelujah. And something happens when we begin to tell the Lord who he is in our life. Something happens in us and all around and about us. And if you've ever been talking about somebody and then they call you on the phone and you say, I was just talking about you. Well, God shows up just like that when we start talking about him. The angels start gathering all around when we talk about him. So let's talk about him this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. So repeat after me. Lord, you are my strong creator.
Lord, you are my strong creator.
You are the Lord Most High.
You are the Lord Most High.
You are the Lord my master.
You are the Lord my master.
You are the Lord my banner.
You are the Lord my banner.
You are the Lord my healer.
You are the Lord my healer.
You are the everlasting God.
You are the everlasting God.
You are the God who sees.
You are the God who sees.
You are the Lord of hosts.
You are the Lord of hosts.
You are the Lord my shepherd.
You are the Lord my shepherd.
You are the Lord our righteousness.
You are the Lord our righteousness.
You are the Lord our peace.
You are the Lord our peace.
You are the Lord our sword.
You are the Lord our sword.
You are the jealous God.
You are the jealous God.
You are the Lord my help.
You are the Lord my help.
You are the Lord our Father.
You are the Lord our Father.
You are the Lord our Judge.
You are the Lord our Judge.
You are the Lord our Light.
You are the Lord our Light.
You are the Mighty God.
You are the Mighty God.
You are the Lord who is with me.
You are the Lord who is with me.
You are the God that forgave.
You are the God who forgave.
And you are the Lord my provider.
You are the Lord my provider.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, we bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. We honor you, Lord God.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
A thousand times it would not be a
hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Oh, we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Amen. And while we're saying some things out loud, let's do our declarations this morning. The beginning of the year, I keep saying this because it's so significant. The beginning of the year before COVID hit, before we knew anything different about anything going on in the world, the Lord gave us a list of declarations to begin to say out of our mouths. And so we're going to say those declarations today. Now, Job 22 and 28 says this, thou shalt also decree a thing. And when you decree, you're declaring and decreeing. Hey, hallelujah. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. Hallelujah. So if you need some things to be established, meaning stuff is just going all around, it's just flying all around, hallelujah, and it just feels like sinking sand, but you need some things to be established, these declarations are awesome. Hallelujah. It's going to establish some things. And then if things seem to be dark around you, you see darkness around you, you look to the right or to the left, there's darkness. And people are even having darkness in their minds these days. So when we declare this, some light's going to shine and dispel that darkness in the name of Jesus. And then Isaiah 40 and verse 8 says, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Hallelujah. So we could look out the window right now and see that the grass is flourishing. There's grass all around. It's got to be cut every other day. But it's going to wither after a while. And the flowers, all the flowers are blooming. I saw fields of sunflowers, just beautiful. But after a while, those flowers are going to fade. But the word of our God stands what? Forever. Hallelujah. So all these declarations are based on the word of God. So when you say them out of your mouth, say them like you mean them, because those words are going to stand forever. Okay, so repeat these declarations after me. No weapon
formed against me
shall prosper.
This is the heritage of the Lord.
Whatever I do
will prosper.
For I am like a tree that's planted by the streams of water. Hallelujah. Keep repeating.
Jesus has redeemed me
from the curse of the law.
Therefore, I forbid any sickness or disease
to come upon my body.
Every disease, germ, and every virus that touches my body dies instantly.
In the name of Jesus.
Every organ and every tissue of my body functions in the perfection that God created it to function.
And I forbid any malfunction in my body in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm just going to have to stop here just for a moment and say, Lord, we felt that this morning. Hallelujah. Somebody who was experiencing sickness this morning, it just lifted up off of you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Because not only are we declaring this, but we're declaring it together. So even though we may be in New Jersey, in Memphis, Tennessee, in California, we said this together. Hallelujah. And it blessed and touched each and every one of us. Let's declare a little bit more before we go. Great is the peace of my children and my children's children.
For they are taught of the Lord.
I have no lack.
For my God meets all of my needs.
According to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. The Spirit of truth comes to me.
Teaches me all things.
And he guides me into all truth. Therefore, I confess I have perfect knowledge of every situation and every circumstance that I come up against.
For I ask for the wisdom of God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for that wisdom. The peace of God that transcends all understanding.
Guards my heart and my mind in Christ Jesus.
I think on things that are true, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable,
excellent,
and praiseworthy.
And praiseworthy.
And our last declaration is this. God is on my side.
God is on my side.
God is with me now.
God is with me now.
Who can be against me?
Who can be against me?
He has given me,
everything I need.
For life, and godliness.
And godliness.
Therefore,
I participate
in his divine nature,
of love.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God.
High expectations.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Now we're going to go into our time of praise and worship. Sister Charlene McDowell has recorded some praise and worship for us. So we're going to go into that for a time now and just get into his presence even more, because I was about to say, let's get into his presence, but we're there. Hallelujah. We are there, praise God. Amen, amen. So we're going to just go through some praise and worship here and just enjoy ourselves praising and worshiping the Lord. We'll start with, we have come into his house. Hallelujah.
Let me live. your steadfast love.
Lord God, we thank you, hallelujah, for just We just send your word. You said you sent your word and they were healed. We send your word into those areas of pain, whether it be a knee or a back, Lord God. Wherever the pain is right now, we thank you for going into that area and causing that pain to cease and desist and for healing to rise up. Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God. I see someone being touched in their hip area right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for that healing, Lord God. In Jesus' name, we lift up those with respiratory issues. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, that your blood covers every respiratory system right now in Jesus' name. And where there was labored breathing before, that the labored breathing will cease and desist as the breath of God blows through their lungs and their respiratory system right now in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, that there's just a burning that's going on. And before that burning feeling was felt, but this time this is a Holy Ghost burning that's burning out everything that's not like him and burning in healing, health, and wholeness in the name of Jesus. We come against any kind of headaches right now in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter if you had the headache for a long time. It's going now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Whatever's causing the headache will cease and desist right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. We continue to lift up sinus areas to you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God. You are the God that healeth thee. And we thank you, Father God. You see all. You know all. You are in all. You don't miss anything. You see everything that's going on. Hallelujah. And then we're perceiving someone as having some issues in their stomach area right now. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord God, for even healing the stomach area right now in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, that the food will come in, be digested properly, and come out properly in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise for these and all things, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. As we go into our giving today, there are three ways, probably more than this, but these are the main three ways that you can give to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Hallelujah. You can give via Cash App, and that's $ESLCCC. And the ESLCCC stands for East St. Louis Christian Center Church. You can also leave your offering at our door if you're in the Heritage House, which someone already did this morning. Praise God. So you can drop it off at 2E in the Heritage House. You can also make checks payable to ESLCCC. ESLCCC. And you can mail it as well, and people have done that as well, and we praise God. And Cash App as well, all of that has been done. And so you can easily do that by mailing a check to 2800 Olive Street, Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. Praise God. And once again, at the beginning of the year, the Lord gave us prayer for finances. Now, you know, we've been doing this for a while, and it's just so God to me. I would say interesting, but it's so God to me that he was saying, you know, we're going to do this on a regular basis. We're going to pray over finances. And little did we know that in the same year that he told us to do this, 40 million people are on unemployment. So God knows. Hallelujah. And then I want to say something else that I've been saying every Sunday for a while now. There's there's a flow of finances in the spirit right now. You know, the Lord has shown us in such a great way that this is a time to give like never before. Hallelujah, because the job is not getting it anymore. Not that it ever did, but the job is not getting it anymore. You know, we have to get in God's flow, and that is to give, and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. So we need to be in God's flow, because the wealth of the wicked has been released. The wealth of the sinners have been released. When have you ever heard of the United States giving away $2 trillion? Never in my lifetime. Now, when President Obama was in, I think he gave a stimulus, but it wasn't like this. You know, so there is something that's going on in the spirit, and we want to be a part of it. And the way we can be a part of it is by giving tithes and offerings. And he's going to show you quickly what he can do for you. Amen. Amen. So stay in the flow. Let's read our prayer for finances, and I'm going to read it, and you pray, you repeat it after me. Hallelujah. A lot of that going on today. Glory to God. So repeat after me. Lord,
I commit
my finances
to you.
Be in charge of them. And use them.
For your purpose.
May I be
a good steward
of all
that you give me.
And walk
in total agreement
as to how it is to be dispersed.
I pray
that I will learn
to live free
of debt.
Where I have not
been wise.
Bring restoration.
And give me guidance. Show me how.
I can help increase.
My finances.
And not decrease them.
Unwisely.
Help me to remember.
That all I have.
Belongs to you.
And to be grateful for it. May I always
be paid well
for the work
I do.
And may my money
not be stolen,
lost,
devoured,
destroyed,
all wasted.
Multiply it.
So what I make
will go a long way.
I pray
that I will not
be anxious
about finance.
But will seek
Your kingdom first.
Knowing that
as I do,
I will have all
I need.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for those who are sending via Cash App right now. We thank you for those who have brought their tithes and offerings to 2E, and also those who are writing checks, even right now, to ESLCCC and preparing to mail them out. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for them right now. Your word says, just try you on this, test you on this. If we would just tithe, if we would give the 10%, hallelujah, that you would open the windows of heaven and pour us out blessings that would be too much to receive. It'd be an overflow, hallelujah, an overflow. And that way we can give more and stay in that flow, stay in that overflow. We thank you for that, Lord God. You said you would rebuke the devourer for our sakes, so the enemy can't make us seem like there's holes in our pockets. in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Our pockets have no holes in it. In Jesus' name, and the money is flowing, and when it comes out of our pocket, we have put it in a place where it can grow and grow and grow in the spirit, because we're following your leading, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And then, Lord God, we thank you for the offerings, Lord God. You said, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give unto your bosoms. Oh, glory to God. We thank you for another overflow, the overflow of tithes, the overflow of offerings, Lord God. Hallelujah. And Lord God, we thank you for those people who just began to give even now, that they will be caught up in the overflow. Caught up in the overflow in the name of Jesus. Thank you for it, Lord God. And then we always stand on Deuteronomy 1:10 and 11 that says that you will make us a thousandfold more than we are right now, and bless us as you have promised us. And we thank you, Lord God, for once again that overflow blessing in the name of Jesus, in money and things that money cannot begin to touch, like healing, health, and wholeness, like favor. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that in many times you will give us favor that will supersede money. In the name of Jesus, and we give you glory for it, Lord God. We give you honor and praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Woo, glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, we thank God, and we just praise him for the offerings. Hallelujah. My phone was buzzing with Cash App coming in. Praise his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. And now we're going to hear from Minister Michaeline this morning. She's going to sing for us. We met her years ago. Gosh, I don't know, at least about 15 years. No, I want to say in 2020. So it's about 20 years now that we met. Wonderful, beautiful woman of God. She has sang all over the world professionally. Amen. And so in the last time she sang for us, she just blessed our hearts. So I want to introduce to some and present to all Minister Michaeline King from New Jersey. God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you. Good morning, everybody. Bless the Lord. I bless his name this morning. I heard this song all week, so anytime he does that, that means he wants me to sing it. I hope
Amen.
You enjoy it, and if you know, sing along with me, please. I enter the holy of holies. I enter by the blood of the Lamb. I enter to worship you only. I enter to honor I am. Lord, I worship you. I worship you. Oh, your name is holy. Holy Lord, oh, your name is holy, holy, holy Lord. I enter the holy of holies. I enter by your blood of the Lamb. I enter to worship you only. I enter to honor I am. Lord, I worship you. I worship you.
Holy Lord, for your name is holy, holy Lord. Let the weight of your glory cover us. Let the life of your river flow. Let the truth of your kingdom reign in us. Let the weight of your glory, let the weight of your glory fall. Oh, your name is holy. You're so holy. Holy Lord, yes, for your name is holy, so holy, Lord. Oh, holy, holy.
Well-being. Let us pray. Holy Father, Father, I thank you all for being with me and standing by me, holding me in the right hand, Lord. We just thank you and praise your holy name, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Prayer is ever important to us because prayer is the way that we walk to God and the way that we hear him is the way that we let God know that he is everything to us.
Amen.
Prayer is ever important, is very important. Today, we will walk, we will talk about one of the most well-known prayers, the prayer that the Lord Jesus taught us. The Lord's Prayer from Matthew 6:9-13, the King James Version. Let us say the Lord's Prayer today. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Matthew 6:9-13. Some people call the Lord's Prayer
a model prayer.
And show us how to talk to God. Repeat Matthew 6:9 after me. Our Father,
our Father,
which art in heaven,
which art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name.
Hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy will be done.
Thy will be done.
We can call God our Father because Jesus walk to the cross for us and tell all our sins. I said, we love him, honor him, and we get to be close to him. Repeat after me. Father God, thank you for sending Jesus to die for our sins, so that we can have a close relationship
with you.
Amen. Repeat Matthew 6:10. After me. Thy kingdom come.
Thy will be done.
On earth. As it is in heaven. Jesus came to bring the kingdom of God with according to Romans 14:17. Righteousness, peace, and joy. In the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
The Lord knows the end from the beginning.
Amen.
He has a plan that is the same it will in heaven. We want his will to be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Repeat after me. Father God, thank you.
Thank you.
For giving us righteousness.
For giving us righteousness.
Okay. Please.
Peace.
Peace and joy.
Peace and joy.
In the Holy Ghost.
In the Holy Ghost.
We want your heavenly peace.
We want your heavenly plan.
Heavenly plans to be done on earth.
To be done on earth.
As it is in heaven.
As it is in heaven.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. It says, repeat Matthew 6:11 after me.
Give us this day
his daily bread.
Our daily bread.
Praise.
Psalms
1:18-24 says, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Amen.
The Lord made the first day, and he has made every day since.
Amen.
Jesus told us to pray and ask his Heavenly Father to give us our daily bread and everything else we need every day.
Amen.
Repeat after me. Father God.
Father God.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For making this day.
For making this day.
We will rejoice and be glad.
We will rejoice and be glad in it.
And we ask you.
We ask you.
And thank you for providing.
And thank you for providing.
Our daily bread.
Our daily bread.
And thanking everything we need.
And everything we need.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Repeat Matthew 6:12 after me. And forgive us our debts.
And forgive us our debt.
As we forgive our debtors.
As we forgive our debtors.
Jesus made it clear to us that our debts will only be forgiven if we forgive our debts. Okay, repeat after me. Father God.
Father God.
We ask you to forgive our debts.
We ask you to forgive our debts.
Thank you for forgiving and forgiving.
Thank you for forgiving
us. As we forgive our debts. Jesus' name, amen.
As we forgive our debtors, in Jesus' name, amen.
Repeat Matthew 6:13 after me. And lead us not into temptation.
And lead us not into temptation.
But deliver us from evil.
But deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom.
For thine is the kingdom.
And the power.
And the power.
And the glory.
And the glory.
Forever.
Forever.
Amen.
Amen.
Our Father in heaven, have
power.
Power over us and the evil.
Amen.
The Lord will guide us and protect us when we humble ourselves and ask him. Jesus enters this prayer by faith,
praising
the Lord, and give him all the glory.
Hallelujah.
Repeat after me. Father God.
Father God.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For guiding us.
Guiding us.
And protecting us.
And protecting us.
We praise you for your kingdom and your power. And
we praise you for your kingdom and your power.
And your glory.
And your glory.
Amen.
Forever. Amen. that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
Romans 10:9. Let us know how to receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Let's say.
Amen.
Romans 10:9 together. If you
confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus
and believe in your heart
that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved.
Repeat this prayer of revelation after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me. Forgive me of all my sins. I believe that God raised you from the dead. Come into my heart.
Come into my life.
Be my Lord and Savior. Show me your way. And help me to help you.
And help me to follow you.
Now I know.
According to the Bible.
That I am saved.
And heaven is my home.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
I pray that you all was blessed by the word of God today.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. If anyone would like to make any comments, encourage Pastor Mom. If you have any prayer requests, hallelujah. Press your number one key, and we will open up your line. Amen. We thank God for that word today. Hallelujah. And we pray for those, as you're pressing your number one key now, for prayer requests and comments. Hallelujah. We just thank God for those who prayed the prayer of salvation for the first time today. And we thank and praise God for you and pray that you are filled with the Holy Spirit and sealed by the Holy Spirit as well, and that you will grow in the things of God, and God will send you just the right people and to just the right place, just the right church, so that you can grow in the things of God. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. We're going to open a line for Minister Rachel.
It's Amber.
Yeah, I told you to say something.
God is my healer.
Hey,
okay.
Hi, Amber.
Hello. Thank you, Pastor Mom.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Okay. You just wanted to say hi to Pastor Mom?
Yeah, and I thank God how beautiful he used him today to encourage
my skin.
Amen. Amber, tell everybody how old you are again.
8 years old.
Amen. Glad to have you with us this morning. Okay, so that was Minister Rachel and her daughter, 8-year-old daughter Amber from New Jersey, Jersey City, New Jersey. All right. God bless you all. Have a blessed day. Amen. Anyone else want to say anything to Pastor Mom? Any comments? Hallelujah. Amen. If not, we're going to, we'll just let you know what's going on Get 'Em Radio. This is God in the Midst. So the first letters of God in the Midst spells Get 'Em, G-I-T-M. So we are the Get 'Em Radio family, and we have a family of broadcasts. So tomorrow at noon we have Bible study. And Dr. Lorraine Nabarro from Toledo, Ohio, is leading that Bible study. And she really knows how to dig into the Word of God and how to teach us to dig into the Word of God. So she's doing a series that is called Oh Well. And it's talking about the wells in the Bible from generation to generation. And it's a wonderful series. She'll be doing that all this month. Then on Tuesday, and her broadcast is at 12 noon on tomorrow, or every Monday at 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. And we call it Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. Then on Tuesday, we have Praying in Tongues Tuesday, where we pray in tongues. We pray in the Spirit for 1 hour. And then we have an interpretation of tongues after that. And God's been doing this. He led us to do this when the pandemic started. So we've been doing this since about March. And God is doing something awesome with that. People who have not prayed in tongues for a long time, their tongues have been restored. People's prayer lives have been enhanced in a great way. It's been a life-changing experience for me, and I thank God for it. And the interpretations, many of them are, we'll have word-for-word interpretations from different people, and we haven't talked to each other about it. And those who have not ever interpreted before are getting interpretations. So it has been quite an experience, and we'll tell you some more about what God's going to do with us next month, but we'll wait another week or so to say that. But it has been awesome. And what we do is we have people pray in tongues for 15-minute increments. They're on the mic. Everybody's praying in tongues behind the scenes. But we have 4 people who will pray in tongues on the mic. If you would like to be that person that will do it, please give me a call or a text and let me know that you volunteer to do it for this Tuesday. That would be a blessing. Hallelujah. Now, this Wednesday, this is the second Wednesday of the month, and it's going to be August the 12th, the second Wednesday of the month. We have prophetic healing with the healing community, and also we'll have the Hawkeys on, Philip Hawkey and his wife Linda Hawkey. And God uses that in such a great way. What he does is he lets us know what ailments are going to be healed before the broadcast. And then people call in and are healed, because what God reveals, he heals. Hallelujah. And also, even if it's not revealed, God is still, he'll still heal you. Praise God. So we've seen quite a few healings this year already. Last year, we had about 80 healings on the line, and I'm talking miraculous healings where people were one way one minute and totally healed the next minute. So we only do this once a month, so please tell your family and your friends to jump on with us this Monday. It's 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. This same phone number, all of the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts on the same phone number, area code 516-418-5699. Now, on Thursday, we've started this series for our Thursday night edition, which begins at 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, and we're talking about first-time home buying. So we have a Christian real estate agent who is coming on. She gave us her testimony of how she got into real estate and her testimony about her relationship with the Lord. She told us that last Thursday. And then on this week and next week, she's going to be doing a home buyer, first-time home buyer workshop. And just in case you didn't know, a first-time home buyer is a person who has not bought a home in 3 years. So you could be a first-time home buyer. Praise God. So that's going to be totally awesome. And then next week we'll come back again next Sunday with the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. And I will be, well, I'll tell you what our subject is going to be, whether I'm going to be preaching or not. But our subject for the next 2 weeks are going to stay with prayer, but we're going to teach on being baptized in the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Amen. So please join us. Tell your friends and family about it. And we just bless all of you all for being on with us today. So we'll go back to Pastor Mom for closing remarks, anything she wants to say, and we'll have closing prayer. Praise God. Any remarks?
Thank you, and I enjoyed giving you the message today, so thank you so much.
Amen.
Now unto him. That is able to keep you from falling. And to present you faultless. Before the presence of the glory.
Before the presence of his glory.
With exceeding joy. To the only wise God.
Our Savior.
Be glory.
Majesty.
Dominion.
And power.
Both now and forever.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, thank you all again so very much, and you all have a blessed day. And remember, I am the church, you are the church, we are the church together. Have a blessed day.